The following program's views, claims, or representations may not reflect those of AM 1220 The Word or Salem Media Group.
Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight, and I hope you'll stay tuned with us right here on your radio station, or if you're listening online, you can stay tuned online, of course, but we'd love to have you stick with us here tonight. Special night for us. We're celebrating our anniversary on the air, 17 years on the air, and I was sharing in our church today, and I actually shared this with somebody else was it Friday night or something? Anyway, might have actually mentioned our Friday program. But I was mentioning, with the exception of being out for a couple of weeks due to COVID back a couple of years ago, I've sat in I can't say the same chair because the chair has changed, but I think the microphone's probably the same thing. This microphone probably goes back to the early days of radio. But I know I sat at this desk. The desk that I'm sitting at has been the same for 17 years, but every Sunday night for 17 years, with the exception of two or three nights due to COVID a couple of years back, I've sat here in this exact spot every Sunday night for 17 years. I don't know what that says about me, but at any rate, glad to be here and to be with you again tonight. And so, like I said, we're celebrating our 17th year on the radio, and I just want to do something special tonight. We are going to be giving away a copy of a book called Praying Effectively for the Lost tonight. And we just want to do this as just a thank you. I've got one copy to give away. That's where I'm at. I gave away actually another book during the last hour, and so I have this one for this hour, and we're going to be sharing what you can do to have a chance at winning this book tonight. Our phone number, of course, is 888-677-9673. You can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you go there, you can not only find out about me and the program, but also you can listen to past programs there, read some of my articles that are there, and link to our home church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church, which, of course, is the primary sponsor of our program. And I do not just play a pastor on the radio. I am the pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. And so if you're ever up here in northeastern Ohio, we'd love to have you stop in and visit us on one of our Sundays. We have Sunday services. Currently on Sunday morning, I'm preaching through the Gospel of John on Sunday. That's at 11 o'clock on Sunday mornings. And Sunday nights at 6 o'clock, I'm currently preaching through the book of Proverbs. And then every Friday night, we have a Friday night Bible study that starts at 7 o'clock. And it runs actually a couple hours, 7 to 9. And we just take people's questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, much like we do on the radio. In fact, truth be known, since we're talking about our anniversary, this radio program actually comes out of our Friday night Bible study. When we had the opportunity to start this program, we were trying to think, well, what are we going to do? Because we're starting, it's late on a Sunday night, and what do we want to do? And, you know, as I've told this story before, I said that there used to be a program on, I think it might, I don't know if it's out there somewhere still, but it was called Night Sounds. And I remember one time I was traveling, I was preaching at one church, and it was late at night, and I was traveling to some other location. I don't remember exactly where it was. I was somewhere in southwestern Ohio, and I'm driving along a lonely road in southwestern Ohio trying to stay awake, and it's late at night, and I thought, I'm going to turn my radio on and listen to something on the radio that will keep me awake. And I hear, good evening and welcome to Night Sounds, music to help you relax. And I could just feel my eyes start to droop. And I could feel myself starting to nod. And I'm thinking, no, this is not going to keep me awake. I need something to keep me awake. And at that time, this was in like the late 1980s. And so there wasn't a whole lot of nationwide programming, and you certainly didn't have satellite radio or anything like that at the time. And I flipped through the dial, and there was a guy that used to be on a variety of AM stations at that time called the Trucking Bozo. Some of you out there may remember him. And so I listened to the Trucking Bozo as I headed off into Indiana or wherever I was going to. And at least it kept me awake because he was talking about different things, and they had people call in with different topics and things. And so I thought, you know, starting a program, the last thing I want to do late at night on Sunday night is go, good evening and welcome, you know, and start putting people to sleep. So I thought, well, obviously I could deliver a message. Well, I thought if I do that, I could have just taped it and sent it in, you know, and that would have been it. I wouldn't have to stay up for it. And I thought, no, it should be live. And, you know, live programs, when I would travel late at night, traveling here, traveling there, live programs were much better at keeping me awake than a recorded program. Now, if I was listening to a recorded message and it happened to be somebody that I wanted to listen to or familiar with, or a topic that I was familiar with or something, sure, I would listen to that and it would keep me going because it was something I was interested in. But if I didn't know the person, just the fact that it was live, like the Trucking Bozo, it was a live program, and you know, a lot of times you don't know what's coming next, and that would keep me awake as I was driving. And I knew there are a lot of people who drive late at night. Like I said, I used to do a lot of late night driving in various places across Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, all over. And so it was nice having something that would keep me awake. And so I thought, well, obviously I'm not going to redo the Trucking Bozo. I mean, that's not the idea of the program. I'm a pastor. So we decided, why don't we take the theme of our Friday night Bible study, questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, and open up the phone lines and allow people to call in and ask questions. And, you know, not questions that people have sent me where I have, you know, days in which to prepare a response to, but questions live on the air where I hear them at the same time that the listening audience hears them, and just to respond to them. Questions about the Bible and current events in light of God's Word. And we thought, well, will anybody call? I had the naysayers who said, nobody will ever call. Nobody's up that late at night. I think, well, wait a minute. I was up that late at night, and on a regular basis, I guess I'm nobody. And so I thought, well, we'll get some calls. And we started doing it, and we got calls, and we thought, man, if we could just do this for a year, that would be good. We can always say that we did it. And a year went by, and we thought, well, we could do another year. Another year went by, and we thought, well, you know, maybe we can do another year. And we kept going, and we originally, we were on 1 hour on Sunday night. We later added a half-hour program on Friday afternoons. If you're not in an area where you hear the Friday afternoon program, if you go to our website at livewithpastoral.com, you can listen to recorded version or episodes of our Friday afternoon program. If you're in northeastern Ohio, you can hear us every afternoon, Friday at 1:30 to 2 o'clock on AM 1220 The Word, or you can find them online, whkwradio.com. That's whkwradio.com. And, of course, you can go to our website, livewithpastoral.com, and you can find them there as well. And then the more recent thing that we did was we added a second hour on Sunday night. So now we have 2 hours on Sunday night, 10 o'clock until midnight. And, of course, not everybody gets our 10 o'clock hour. Those, likewise, are available online at livewithpastoral.com. And if you're not in an area where you pick up the signal, you can go to whkwradio.com at 10 o'clock and listen there as well. And so we've got the 2 hours on Sunday night, the half hour on Friday. And, well, yeah, we'll probably do more as God provides the resources. We've been able to do this. But really, it's been the prayers of a lot of God's people. And so we went with this, and we've been doing it for 17 years. I enjoy doing it. It keeps me on my toes. I enjoy the spontaneity of it. And I enjoy when we get callers. Some nights we get callers. Some nights we don't get too many callers. But I know we have people who listen because I hear it from them in various ways at various times. But let me encourage you tonight to give us a call. I'm going to put a challenge out. And our phone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And here's the challenge. And this is whoever gets the most of these answers, we'll give this book, Praying Effectively for the Lost, by Lee Thomas. And this book, it's not a very big book. It's actually more of a booklet. It's got about 42 pages or so, but it's one of the best little booklets that I found to help you pray for unsaved loved ones, family members, and friends, co-workers, things like that. And it goes through some of the things that the devil uses to keep people from getting saved, and how when a believer prays for that lost person, that brings God's power to bear through his Spirit on breaking the devil's hold so that unsaved person can understand the gospel message and be saved. That's Praying Effectively for the Lost by Lee Thomas. Now, here's what we will do tonight. We're going to try something a little bit different. We've done different things in different years, but when we look at the King James Bible, which is what we use here on the program. There's reasons for it. We've talked about it at length from time to time. Other time we just allude to it, but we use the King James Bible. The King James Bible is the seventh Bible in a series of English Bibles. And what I guess I can throw out as the challenge here tonight is what are the six Bibles leading up, the six English Bibles leading up to the King James. They say, well, Pastor Al, that's too hard. It's Sunday night. My brain hurts. I just want to go to bed. Well, here, we'll drop some hints as the program goes on, but to make it a little bit easier, what we're going to do is if you want to give a try on this, our phone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And you can call. Seth will take your phone call, and we'll get you on the air here. And whoever can get the most of these six Bible forerunners to the King James Bible, English Bibles that were the forerunners to the King James, whoever can get the most of them tonight is who will give this booklet to. So if you can only come up with three or four of the six, and nobody else comes up with all six, you would get the booklet. If you only come up with two of them and nobody comes up with anything more, you would get the booklet. If you only come up with one, and nobody else, I hope somebody can come up with more than one, though, you'll get the booklet. And so we're going to try and do this. We haven't done it this way before, so I guess we've got two ways that we can go with this. You can either give Seth off the air. You can give him your name and address in case you're the winner. But I'd like you to give us the names of the booklet, Bibles that preceded, the six Bibles that preceded the King James being the seventh in a line of English Bibles. And we'll keep a running total here. If you want to hang on through the program on hold, we can do that as well. Or if you just want to give me your answers and then make sure that Seth has your name and address, then We'll keep a total here, and whoever gets the most, you don't necessarily have to have them in order. That'd be great. I wish I had a bonus gift I could give you if you had them in order, even more if you could get the actual years. But we'll see who can get the most of these six forerunners to the King James Bible. Again, I said our number is 888-677-9673. We've got David calling in tonight. David, welcome to the program.
Hey, Pastor Al. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you as well.
Well, my answer is an absolute minimalistic answer because I've only got one.
But well, you're the winner so far.
Am I? Okay, well, I'll take that. I just want to preface it by saying that you know, I'm not a big fan of the Reform religion and all that, but back when he was alive, R.C. Sproul, he had a pretty decent program of apologetics and teaching on the radio for years.
Mm-hmm.
And he always talked about, and also I think he made available through his ministry, the Geneva Bible.
And you are correct. In fact, that's the one that immediately preceded the King James.
Right, right. So I was aware of that one. But beyond that, I have no idea.
All right. Well, that is good. I mean, because you got one of the six, and since you're the only person who's called in, you're obviously in the lead.
Okay.
So, we'll see if anybody else wants to call in. If you have another question or something, otherwise, we'll make sure that Seth gets your name and address. Unless you want to just hold until we see if anybody, but that's we're still early in the program here. We go till midnight, so I'll leave it to you. Do you want to hold or do you want to just give Seth?
I'll give him my contact information.
Okay, and I'm not building a mailing list. I should stress that too, because
no problem.
Once I get done with this, I you know, even if I didn't pitch the names and addresses, if anybody's seen my desk, you would know I'd never see it again, probably. So it gets lost in the vortex. But David, I want to thank you for calling in tonight. Whereabouts are you, city wise?
I'm in Parma, home of the good pierogies.
Well, you know, and anybody in Northeast Ohio knows that Parma spelled backwards is AMRAP, but that's a whole other thing. But
and Akron spelled backwards is Norca.
Norca. And you know what? There used to be a soda pop bottling plant in Akron called Norca Soda.
That is right. I heard about that.
Yeah, so it was an actual brand, and people thought, where'd they come up with that name? It was just Akron spelled backwards. So
that's right. Pretty clever, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
But, David, thank you for the call, and you're calling from Parma, Ohio, and Seth will get your number and everything there, your address, rather. Like I said, not building a mailing list. We just want to give away a booklet here tonight. And David called in, and he gave us one of the six Bibles that preceded, English Bibles that preceded the King James, and he gave us the Geneva Bible, which, as I said, that was the one immediately preceding the King James Bible. And if you want to take a stab at this yourself tonight, you can give us a call. The number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And whoever gets the most of these, I'll send this booklet to. So far, David's in the lead with one. So, but at any rate, you can give us a call tonight. What are the six predecessors, English Bibles, leading up to the King James Bible? And we will give away a copy of this booklet, Praying Effectively for the Lost. And I remember we went through this booklet one time as a series of Sunday school lessons, and he makes a statement, Lee Thomas, the author of this booklet, in the beginning in chapter one, the very first paragraph. Chapter one's titled Understanding the Necessity. And he made a statement here that shocked a number of people. He said, "The lost will not and indeed cannot be saved unless someone prays for them." This is a shocking statement that sounds unbelievable until we view the biblical portrayal as the lost being, children of the devil, in John chapter 8, verse 44, under the authority of Satan, in Acts chapter 26, verse 18, a strong man's house, Mark chapter 3, verse 27, prisoners of war, Isaiah 14, 17, and blinded to the gospel, 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 through 4. And he starts with that, and he begins to unpack what he said there. And as he does, it really does give you insights on how to pray for the unsaved. We have Diane calling in tonight. Diane, welcome to the program.
Why, thank you. I have two books.
All right.
We got the Wycliffe and the Tyndale.
Very good. Very good. And you'll have to give Seth your information there as well. I think you just put David out of the water. You just doubled his. He had one book. You've got two, Wycliffe and Tyndale. And Wycliffe, of course, was the very first attempt to put the Bible into the English language. And that was in 1382. And then, of course, Tyndale followed Wycliffe with his translation. He began, and that came out in 1525. And it was an improvement. And the other big thing that Tyndale did, of course, was he went to the Textus Receptus and the Hebrew Masoretic text. Wycliffe basically translated, I'm trying to think, it was the Latin Bible or whatever the Roman Catholic Church tended to use their source there more. And so we've got those two, Wycliffe and Tyndale, as the first two there. So did you want to add something to that?
No, that's all.
All right.
I wish I could slam it home, but okay. I don't have the rest.
Yeah. What city are you calling from?
I'm in West Virginia.
You are in West Virginia. Well, thank you. I appreciate you calling from West Virginia here tonight. And reason I ask is we've got listeners in Florida, you know, from Ohio to Florida, actually from Canada to Florida. So if you'll give Seth your name and address, I'm not trying to build a mailing list or anything. If you win, I will send you this booklet. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you so much for calling tonight, Diane. God bless. And like I said, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. We're celebrating our 17th anniversary of being on the radio tonight. And we were giving people a chance to make a stab at the six English Bibles that preceded the King James. King James being the seventh in a series of English Bibles. Attempts to put the Bible into the English language, the common language of the people. And you have to remember that when they began doing this, it was actually illegal to do this. And some of these people were persecuted, some were even executed for doing this, and people were forbidden from reading their Bibles. And if you want to get in on this, whoever gets the most of these by the end of the program, we've had two callers. First caller had one, second caller had two, and we're building up, see who gets the most. You can give us a call tonight, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And you can take a guess here at what we've been doing. Most people have been just giving our call screener, Seth, their name and address. I'm not building a mailing list from this. As I told our first caller, I said, you know, once the name and address get on the package to send the booklet out, and I set that down on my desk, it'll be sucked into the vortex of all the papers and booklets and various things that are all around the on top of my desk. And if the vortex doesn't get it, my cat will. And one of them will knock it off. And if one of them knocks it off, then, well, the dog comes along. And, well, you know, the old dog ate my homework story. Well, believe me, my dog will eat the paper if it gets on the floor. So what I'm saying is I'm not making a mailing list out of this. Even if I tried, I'd lose it before that happens, I guess. But you can give us a call tonight, 888-677-9673. And we've got Terry calling back again tonight. Terry, welcome back.
Hi. I don't really want that book, but I just got one more name.
And you want to get one more name for us? And I have to point out, yeah, because you did win the book in the last hour. So, go ahead and add another name. And, you know, here's the secret. If somebody's listening in, they might be able to put some of these things together, can't they? But what's the other name that you had?
Tyndale?
Our last caller gave us Wycliffe and Tyndale.
Oh,
so
okay, I didn't hear that part.
But, yeah,
I didn't want to win anyway. I want the second person to win.
Yeah, well, we're still working on it. And of course, you're calling from Ontario, Canada, and right. We do have a couple more people calling in there, Terry. So
okay,
but thanks. We'll keep tabs on this. So all right, well, give us a call, 888-677-9673. Looks like we got two people calling in, so we will go and we'll see what happens here tonight. So let's see, we'll get who we got here first. Give me just a moment. Seth is busy in there. He's got to put this on the computer, and we got somebody who's still waiting for him to answer the phone, but it'll take him just a moment because he's got to get the other person on. So if you're calling in, just stay tuned. We got Elaine calling in tonight. Elaine, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I listen to you all the time.
Well, thank you. Where are you calling from?
Akron.
Well, we get everybody in Northeastern Ohio and Canada tonight, and West Virginia. You know, and I know you're calling from Akron. I have to say this. You know, they used to call Akron the suburb of West Virginia, didn't they?
But, yes, they did. I haven't heard that for a while. My neighbors were from West Virginia.
Well, you know,
a lot of people were from West Virginia.
When I was in the Air Force, I had a good friend of mine who's actually responsible for me rededicating my life to the Lord and being in the ministry today. He was from West Virginia, him and his wife, and I became good friends with them. And we used to argue back and forth about the West Virginia versus Akron, because I grew up just north of Akron in the Akron area, and here in Northeastern Ohio. And he would say, well, West Virginia, remember John Denver wrote a song, West Virginia, Almost Heaven.
I said, I
know, Almost Heaven. But then they built a highway called Interstate 77 due north out of West Virginia straight to Akron. Because when I when I was in high school back in the 70s, 77 ended in Akron, Ohio. From where I was at in Richfield, Ohio, northern part of the county, I had to drive down to another location and go over and get on 77 where it began, in Akron. I guess there was a portion of it up in Cleveland, but yeah, they built the highway from, so I said, if West Virginia was almost heaven, then heaven in the Bible's in the Mount of the North. Akron is because it signifies the peak, and it's in Summit County, which is the highest point.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Here. And so I said, so obviously Akron must be heaven because it's in the Mount of the North, and the West Virginians built a highway to get there. So, but Elaine, what's your guess on the early English Bibles leading up to the King James?
Well, I wondered about the Tyndale. Now I know, but it was Schofield. I didn't know Schofield or Thomas Bible, Thompson or Thomas.
Well,
I think it's Thomas.
That's a study Bible.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a study Bible, and so is the Schofield based on the King James.
Oh,
so they're King James Bibles.
Okay, that was my first Bible given to me by my mother, and I cherish it.
Well, I've got a Thompson chain reference that I got when I was in the Air Force. I was stationed over in England, and I want a good Bible that I could learn a lot from. And I learned a lot from that Thomas chain reference Bible.
Yes, and so that's why, and those are going to, and the Tyndale, I was pretty sure about that one, but I didn't want to call. And I thought, I wonder if the Schofield's one of them.
I appreciate that. So...
So at any rate, that's okay. I just love listening to your show, though.
Well, thank you, Lena. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for calling tonight. God bless. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. We're going to come up on a break, but let me get David called up here real quick before we go on the break. David, welcome to the program tonight.
Hey, Pastor Al. I'm the first caller, but I thought of another one in the meantime.
Oh, you're going to put Diane in the running there. What's the other one?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll defer to her, and if no one else gets it, I'll let her be the winner.
Okay.
Well, my guess for the very first Bible is the Gutenberg.
Well, but we're talking about the English Bibles, and I don't believe Gutenberg was in English. That's the first printed Bible.
I didn't know what language it was in.
Yeah, but appreciate that. Thank you so much, and stay tuned.
Problem.
God bless, David. Thank you. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield, midway between Akron and Cleveland, just off both Interstate 77 and Interstate 271. The Bible Baptist Church meets each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Why? Well, because the Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, "Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show has been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing to Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoel.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. Be with you until midnight tonight. And we are celebrating 17 years on the radio here tonight with our program. And so we're just sharing a few little odds and ends as we've gone through the evening. And we're also running a contest. And whoever gets the most names of these Bible versions is the one that's going to win a copy of this book, Praying Effectively for the Lost by Lee Thomas. And so our phone number there is 888-677-9673. And we've got, I believe, three different names. Actually, I think the lead is somebody who has two names. But the names that we're looking for is who can get the most of the names of the English Bibles that preceded the King James. The King James Bible is the seventh in a series of early translations of the Bible into the common English language. And so we have been looking at a couple of different things here. Several people called in with suggestions, and so you don't have to have them in order, but we're trying to see who can come up with these six names, or at least who can come up with most of them. If you would like to play along with us here tonight, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673, and whoever can get the most names, we will give away a copy of this booklet, Praying Effectively for the Lost by Lee Thomas. Not doing this to build up a mailing list, and so unless you ask me to send you something more than just the book in the future, all I'm going to do is send the winner the book, and that's it. And as I said before, any other names and addresses will promptly get lost in the giant vortex that sucks in all my papers on my desk, and that's why I can't find anything. But and if the vortex doesn't get it, the cat will, and if the cat doesn't get it, the dog will. So it's not going to go into a mailing list, is what I'm saying. But if you've been listening tonight, you might remember some of the previous calls and give you an advantage there as well. But there's seven English Bibles, early English Bibles, that culminated in the King James being the seventh. And we're just seeing if you can get the six that preceded it, or whoever can get the most. Right now, the most that one person has is two. We went from one to two, so we're building. You can call. If you can come up with three, you'll be the winner of this booklet, unless somebody calls with four. But our phone number, again, as I said, is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We were busy in the last half hour, but our phone lines are open right now. And all you need to do is call in, and you can give your name and address to Seth, and come on and just let me know what your guesses are. And we're keeping a running total, so whoever has the most is who we'll send the booklet to. And just doing that, just kind of doing something a little fun, a little different to celebrate 17 years being on the radio. Check us out online. I don't know if I said that yet. Check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And while you're there, you'll be able to, of course, find out more about me and the program. And you'll also be able to find out about our home church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church, where I'm the pastor. And of course, that's the main sponsor of our program. And certainly invite you, if you're ever in northeastern Ohio, we're midway between Akron and Cleveland in Richfield, Ohio, and we certainly invite you to come out and visit us at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. But in the meanwhile, while we're waiting to see if somebody else wants to call in and take a stab at guessing the names of the six English Bibles that preceded the King James being number seven, you can give us a call, as I said, 888-677-9673. And, you know, we were talking about this booklet, Praying Effectively for the Lost by Lee Thomas. And our church went through this as a series of Sunday school lessons one time a few years back and learned a lot to make it more understandable why sometimes we're really challenged with being able to reach people with the gospel message. A lot of times you think, well, why don't people understand this? Why do they not get what we're saying? And the reason is that we're giving them spiritual truths. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and let me just share this with you here. Or I'm sorry, chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and let me start here in, let's see, let's go to verse 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting verse 11, the Bible says, "For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we've received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And as he continues here, he says in verse 14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. And see, that's the problem. The unsaved person is not able to understand spiritual things until God moves upon their heart through the person of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God moves upon the heart of the unsaved person, granting them an understanding of something that in the lost condition, the natural man cannot understand. And I believe the Holy Spirit moves on that unsaved person's heart in response to God's people praying for them. And that's what Lee Thomas brings out in this book, Praying Effectively for the Lost, how we should pray for unsaved people so the Spirit of God will move upon their heart. Well, if you want to guess on these English translations, the six versions that are six Bibles that preceded the King James Bible, the six English early English Bibles, give us a call tonight, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we've got Joni calling in tonight. Joni, welcome to the program this evening.
Hello.
Hi, good evening. Where are you calling from tonight?
Sarasota, Florida.
Well, yeah, you made it complete. We've gone all the way from London, Ontario now down to Sarasota, Florida.
Yeah. That's
pretty good. So thank you for giving us a call tonight. And would you like to weigh in on this?
Sure.
All right. We have, as I said, six English Bibles that were the early English Bibles, the predecessors to the King James. King James in 1611 being the seventh. And what ones can you think of?
There's a Coverdale Bible.
Right.
There's a Matthew Bible.
Right.
There's the Great Bible.
Correct.
Well, let's see. I think that's about all I got till I got to the King James. Well, Geneva, of course, you mentioned already.
Okay, well, there's four. You got four then. You got four of the six. You're doing pretty good.
And then, of course, the Tyndale and the Wycliffe.
Well, there you go. That completes it. That's the six right there. The Wycliffe Bible, 1382. Tyndale, 1525. Coverdale was 1535. The Matthew's Bible was in 1537, and then the Great Bible came out in 1539, the Geneva in 1560, and then the King James in 1611.
Right.
So, well, congratulations. Thank you. I think you're our winner tonight.
Great.
I appreciate that. And we'll have you give your name and address to Seth so I can send you this booklet. And I do want to thank you for playing along with us tonight and for listening, and I appreciate it. What station are you listening on?
You know, I just started listening to the show a little while ago on Sunday nights because I come home from working at Publix grocery store.
Okay.
And it's on, and I guess it would be maybe Faith Talk 570, maybe?
Right, Faith Talk Tampa. Yeah, that's one of their they've got several frequencies that they're on, Faith Talk Tampa.
Right.
So, well, I appreciate you listening to it down there. We've been down there for, oh my, we were down there a few years ago for a couple of years, and then we were off down there for a while, and then we've been back for, let's see, just a little over a year now. So I think in April we hit a year and with Faith Talk Tampa. And so it's always nice to hear from our folks that are down there. We've got several people that listen and communicate with us periodically as well. So
great station.
Well, yes, it is. My dream is to be able to get down there sometime, of course, in the wintertime, because I'm sitting up here just south of Cleveland, Ohio, right on the edge of the snow belt. For people who are familiar with northeastern Ohio, which a lot of people in Florida are, that's why they're in Florida in the wintertime, is because they're tired of the snow. But I got to figure out a way that my wife and I can fly down or drive down or something in the middle of the winter time so that we could do the program from Faith Talk Tampa sometime. I think that'd be fantastic.
Don't come down now. It's in the 90s.
Well, it was warm here today, too, upper 80s. I think it was 87, I think, or something like that, but and humid, of course. But that I've heard people say that, Florida in the summer, you don't want to be there so much, but when you're there in the fall and the winter and the early spring, it's fantastic, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So, and every place has its drawbacks. My wife and I spent 4 years living in American Samoa, which is, it's about 13 degrees south of the equator near the international date line, just this side of it. And we had two seasons, hurricane season and non-hurricane season. And the big difference between the two was in hurricane season, the trade winds dropped down a little bit. In non-hurricane season, they were pretty consistent. And we had about 200 plus inches of rain a year and pretty much 100% humidity year round. So...
not for me.
but we didn't get into the 90s very often. If we got the upper 80s, it was very warm, especially because of the trade winds. It kept us a little cooler. Hurricane season is sometimes when we get into the upper 80s, hit 90 on occasion. So thankfully, it didn't get quite that hot. And then, of course, we never really got below the mid-70s much. I think one time I remember it getting into the upper 60s while we were there during the 4 years. And everybody was shivering because it was like 68 degrees or something like that. And so right now, a lot of people are probably thinking, 68 degrees? I got my air conditioning set on that. But I do want to thank you, Joni, for listening, and let's make sure that you get Seth your name and your address, and we will send you a copy of this book, Praying Effectively for the Lost by Lee Thomas. I want to thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Anything else you want to share with the audience tonight?
No, just keep listening.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, and God bless. Have a good night, and Seth will get your name and address there. And I do want to thank people for listening tonight. I want to thank people for calling in, and if you want to call in still, you can still call in. The phone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and love to have you call in tonight. We got a few minutes left in the program, but I did want to continue sharing a little bit on that theme that we were talking about there before Joni called, about what Lee Thomas points out in his book, the idea that we need to pray for the unsaved. I had shared the first line in the first paragraph of the first chapter, Understand the Necessity. He says, the lost will not and indeed cannot be saved unless someone prays for them. And he admits it's a shocking statement. I remember when we went over this in our church sometime years ago, we spent time during our morning Bible study before our Sunday morning service talking about this and going through this book. And a lot of people were, wait a minute, how can that be? How can anybody get saved? And what we went to is we spent some time in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where it says here in verse 14, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And so the idea then is, if you're unsaved, how can you understand the gospel message? Because it's a spiritual message. It's a message that... it's only going to be understood by somebody who's spiritually alive. And the problem is, without Christ, we're not spiritually alive. We are spiritually dead. Now, I've done quite a number of funerals, and let me tell you, the guest of honor at the funeral does not interact much with the people who are there at the funeral. They just lay there because they're dead. The physically dead do not interact with the physically alive. And so we are spiritually dead without Christ. And so we cannot interact with him. So how then does an unsaved person get saved? How can they hear the gospel? Well, I believe part of the key is when saved people pray for unsaved people. And that's what Lee Thomas brings out in this booklet, Praying Effectively for the Lost. When we pray for unsaved people, I believe what happens is the Spirit of God moves upon the heart of that unsaved person and gives them the ability to understand something that they could not naturally understand on their own. And let me illustrate for you in Hebrews chapter 6. Paul is writing, I believe it's Paul writing, and in chapter 5, he had rebuked the people because he said in chapter 5, verse 12, for when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles, the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, not of strong meat. Everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. He rebuked them because they had not grown and matured as Christians. They were still babes in Christ. They were still on the milk of the word, having to struggle with the meat of the word. It was difficult for them to understand difficult things. And so in chapter 6, Paul says this, starting verse 1, therefore leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. In other words, leaving the milk of the word. Let's go on to something that's some serious meat. And I'm going to show you some serious meat. And he comes down here in verse number 4, where he begins, or verse number 3, he says, and this will we do if God permit, meaning I'm going to give you something. We're going to leave the simple things behind, and we're going to look at something difficult to understand. And he begins to say something here in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4, that has been argued over and misunderstood and misapplied by many people down through the ages. So let's just read this here. He says in Hebrews 6, verse 4, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. And there's a group of people who say, well, see, this is saying that you lose your salvation. And ironically, some of the people who claim that say that they've lost their salvation and they got it back. Well, if this was teaching that you could lose your salvation, then it also teaches that once you lost your salvation, you could never get it back. If you're going to insist that this is talking about losing salvation, then you also must believe that it means you can never get saved again once you've lost it. Well, usually the people who teach that this means you're losing your salvation don't teach you can never get saved again. But that's not what it's teaching. Remember, this is strong meat. He says it's impossible, verse 4, for those who are once enlightened. He didn't say saved. Notice what he says and what he doesn't say. For those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift. Tasted doesn't mean that you've ingested it. You know, I went to a family reunion after church today, 102nd family reunion. It's been going since like 1921, something like that. And there were a lot of different foods and desserts there. And I had one dessert and I tasted it. And I thought, yeah, I don't really care for this one that much. And I didn't eat it. I tasted it and I rejected it. I said, I don't like this one that much. And so I did not eat it. I left it on my plate. But I did taste it. And this is my point. Some people have tasted the heavenly gift, but they've not been saved. They've tasted it and they said, you know what? I don't want it. I don't like it, or for whatever reason, I don't want it. they've tasted. He said also they were made partakers of the Holy Ghost. Well, how could they taste? How could an unsaved person, when it says the natural man receive not the things of God because they're spiritually discerned. So how does the unsaved person understand and taste of the heavenly gift? It's because the Holy Ghost moves on their heart and grants them the understanding, the ability to understand that, something that's not naturally there. And so they've been partakers of the Holy Ghost, but they're not saved yet. It never says they're saved. It just says the Holy Ghost moved on them, and so now they had the ability to understand and taste of the heavenly gift. And it says in verse 5, and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come. They see what the gospel message is, and now they have to make a choice. Am I going to accept it? Am I going to internalize it or not? You know, when I tasted that one dessert, I made a choice. I choose not to consume it, to internalize it, and I left it on the plate. Well, that's what some people do with the gospel message. And here's what I'm getting at. If they shall fall away, he says, it's impossible to renew them again under repentance, seeing they crucify themselves, the Son of God, fresh, put in open shame. If they reject the gospel, it's impossible to get saved when you reject the gospel, because it's the only means of salvation. No man comes to the Father but by me, Jesus said in John 14:6. So here's what's going on. The Calvinist says, well, because the natural man can't receive the things of God because they're spiritually discerned and he's spiritually dead, God actually saves them. Now they're spiritually alive. They can hear the gospel message and they can choose to trust Christ as their Savior and get saved. Well, wait a minute. That's not what the Bible says. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith doesn't come by being converted, becoming a Christian, and then believing. No. God has to open your heart. And it's not like the Arminian teaches when they say, well, see, this is you lose your salvation. You had it and you rejected it. You spat it out. You don't want it anymore. And you lost your salvation. The Calvinist and the Arminian are both wrong. That's why I wrote a book talking about Tale of a Converted Calvinist. We're talking about the real position is the biblical position. The unsaved person cannot understand the things of God, including the gospel message, until the Spirit of God miraculously moves upon their heart and opens their heart to understand the spiritual truth. And then that person has the opportunity to accept the gospel message and to put their faith in Christ and be saved, or not to reject. They can reject it if they want. That's the free will. Calvinist and the Arminian are both wrong in their interpretation of this passage, but we put our faith in Christ. I hope you have. Thanks for listening. God bless.
You've been listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live, visit our website, livewithpastoral.com.